bags with bamboo flavour are appearing all over the Chinese capital of Beijing in advance of the Olympics. Authorities have hired English linguists to eradicate these Chinglish errors to avoid embarrassment when the tourists arrive. This is exactly what we've been talking about. Oliver Lutz-Radke is the author of Chinglish Found in Translation. He tells us now about some of the worst offenders.
Some of the best specimens include something like deformed man toilet, for example, for the handicapped toilet. And the very poetic series of public lawn grass signs asking people to keep off the grass, keep off the lawn, including stuff like, little grass has life, please watch your step, or don't bother the resting little grass. So I find this highly creative and highly preservable.
Are there millions of these signs?
I would say so, yes. I mean, now that Beijing is revamping the whole city and Shanghai is stepping up, of course, because of the inner city rivalry and stuff, but in the countryside, in smaller cities, restaurant owners, small, medium-sized enterprises, they produce Chinglish in abundance, and they will continue to do so for years to come.
Is there something inherently wrong in the way that the English language is taught then in China that this has happened, or is it just the fact that the country is so big that there probably aren't enough people who actually...
In my book on Chinglish Found in Translation, I have put on a little theory. What would be the most likely theory of why there's so much Chinglish produced every day? And the most likely result is a sort of a peculiar mix of we don't know any better and online translation software readily available for free on the internet. I think there are not enough people who have an understanding of English that is required to do international business and to have sort of a standard English level. But they seek help online, and you have all those major search engine translation tools, and they do this very garbled one-by-one character translation, and that nobody's proofreading that stuff, and that's sort of what's still mind-boggling to me, and I still haven't really found an answer to that question yet. But it has a lot to do with the fact that not enough people are speaking well enough English, for one, and secondly, that not really many really do care about the correct standardized translations.
Is there a sense now, though, that the government are actually trying to make up for that, and that they care and that they don't want to be embarrassed by these signs?
Totally right, especially in Beijing and in other Olympic venues, especially in Shanghai, you have a lot of pressure on the government, and the government is also urging the public to go out and seeking volunteers to help them find these signs, and they're very successful in doing that and in clamping down. But again, in other parts of the country, you don't really see that happening because people, just don't really care about it because it worked that way for a couple of years. So why should, change a winning team because, it worked anyway.
Oliver Lutz-Radke there, author of Chinglish Found in Translation. And we've had loads of suggestions. Drunshambo Golf Club, Gun Club rather, Golf Club would be worse. No tourist shooters, says Garode from Natrum.
The worst sign, jewellers in Fairview in Dublin, ears pierced while you wait. Landing in Knock Airport, says Maureen, years ago, the handmade sign in the baggage area stated, please refrain from non-smoking. Send us yours, 53106 this morning. We want to know what Ireland's worst sign is. Is it a road sign, a shop sign, an advertising billboard, whatever it is, do send it to us. Tell us what it says. And better still, if you can send us a photograph to breakfast@newstalk.ie, we'd appreciate that too.
Just coming up to 10 minutes before 8 o'clock this Thursday morning, let's take a look at the front pages of the newspapers. The Times, The Independent and The Mail, they all lead on the Mahon Tribunal. They're saying evidence given by a